love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 to hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
So there you were last night.
There I was.
Actually at a class, not in front of a computer.
Yes. And there was a moment in my car where I was like, I can't do this. I'm not going in.
You were scared.
I was scared.
Were you scared, like, the fact of learning or the fact that you're going to have to socialize?
I mean, I graduated college in 2006. It's been a minute, you know? So it's one of those things where you're sitting there, you're like, can I do this again? Like, and it's a whole nother language, by the way. It's not like I'm going to learn a class in English.
Right.
And I was so tired yesterday. I was like, I can barely speak English today. Like, there's no way I'm going to retain anything in this Italian class.
I like you're already talking with your hands like this. You're doing your fingers together.
I just did that. Yeah.
You're already doing the Italian. You already look Italian, act Italian.
Yeah.
So your first day of school.
Yeah.
What did he do? Did he play like a video of Jersey Shore?
I mean, no.
Did
you? No.
To learn Italian, I'm going to show you Jersey Shore.
Well, you
authentic
know,
culture.
By the way, no, you walked in and there was really like no English. Like, he started the class in Italian. You walked in, he was like, benvenuto, como si chiama? And I walked in and I was half paying attention. So I was like, oh, what does that mean? Mi chiamo Loren. I was like, my name is Loren, you know.
See, I would never have known. I mean, because if I'm taking a class, I would walk in with no knowledge, expecting to, you know, get knowledge.
Yeah.
And I would not be able to even, that's exactly what happened to me in my Spanish class. She did the exact same thing, and everyone was like you, and they were able to talk back.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, screw y'all. I don't know anything.
That's about the extent of my Italian at this point. Like, I know a couple words just from being in Italy the last couple years. But like my name doesn't even translate. You don't say Loren in Italian.
Right.
It's Laura. So
your first day of school, did you have a backpack?
I didn't, but I ordered one and it's on its way.
And do you have to have a book?
Yes,
like a textbook?
You do. So I've been trying all morning still. I guess you can download the book on the Kindle app. So I'm trying to do that currently on my
iPad.
What
did you use last night? You didn't have a textbook yesterday?
I didn't. I tried to go after the show yesterday to get it. So I drove all the way to campus and the bookstore was closed.
At UNCC?
Yes. So
bookstore is closed.
What a start.
I had to, I went on Amazon and they have the book where you can download it, but I didn't have the Kindle app last night, but there's a preview. You can use the preview and it's got the first chapter in it. So that's what I used last night.
No way.
All right. Here's a little audio from Loren's class last night. It's not great. She had her phone recording on her desk. So turn your radios up a little bit and we kind of bumped it up, but give a listen.
You will be able to read Italian, to write Italian, and speak few words.
I told you it sounds like The Bachelor, Roy. That's how The Bachelor and the audio
is.
Hey,
at least it's not windy.
No.
And I'm also concerned already by his what he's going to teach you. He says you're going to be able to read Italian, write Italian, and just speak a few words. What?
Well, he's teaching us the alphabet. There's only 21 letters, and there's, I think, 5 vowels. And he's going to teach us all that this evening.
Most importantly, eat the Italian, huh?
Yeah. Today I'm committing myself, but we got to hurry. Okay, so are we ready to begin?
Yes.
Siamo pronti.
A mixture of yeses and C's.
I'm telling you, the range of this class is, I've never spoken a word of Italian to, I'm like, first generation, my parents speak it to me.
Okay. All right, so some people knew it, some people didn't.
Yes.
Was there any, please tell me there's somebody like super Southern taking the class like.
Oh, there was.
Oh.
And it was awesome because I was sitting next to this husband and wife in the front and she's taking notes and like she understands and he's looking at her like, I hope you got all of that.
Yeah, no, that's great. Excuse me, sir. You ain't speaking the right language. You need to talk in English and then teach me Italian. That's like that's what I'm going to do.
In Inglourious Bastards,
yeah,
when he's learning
was doing that
Italian.
All weekend. He was
Guilarmi. He's real Southern.
I said what you said.
Guilarmi. All right, you want to hear some more?
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready? Siamo pronti.
Yeah, it's good,
Siamo means we are. Because of my intonation of the voice, I said, Siamo pronti. So I just changed the tone of my voice and made the affirmative sentence into a question.
You get it, Roy?
If I was there just to be funny, I'd be like, is he speaking English? But he's clearly speaking English.
Can somebody translate what the heck he just said?
He's talking in English. Do what?
I said, siamo pronti. I could say siamo pronti. I made an affirmative sentence, but if I change it to my voice, I say, siamo pronti?
Siamo pronti?
Now I'm asking you.
There you go.
So I said, siamo pronti?
Yeah, we're all going to learn Italian on Loren's dime. Okay. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. You go to class. Tuesdays, we'll do a review.
Okay. How much does this thing cost?
I think it was like $150.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
And it's from now until December 10th.
Whoa, you got to go every week until December? Oh, you're at school.
I am.
Wow.
But back to Loren's. We played a little audio of this a minute ago. Back to Loren's Italian class from last night. There she was. Learning the alphabet now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I wanted to play this clip because this is funny because he writes on the chalkboard, or it's not chalk now, is it?
No, it's a whiteboard.
Yeah, Roy, listen to this. Listen, this would make me and you laugh in class.
I'm going to write on the board.
Yeah. So loud.
And the poor guy went through like 7 different markers. None of the markers worked.
That's awesome. It's the first of the year and they already got dried up markers.
But he's probably like, the kids are judging me. The students are judging me.
Yeah.
I should be more prepared.
Am I a brown noser if I take him a box of markers next week?
Yeah.
Please do so.
All right. Here's Loren in the class doing the alphabet in Italian.
Loren?
Yeah, good job, Loren.
Do it thanks. Again. I want to see if you remembered.
That was so last night.
G-D-A-F-A-A-K-A. And that's as far as I can go
right
now.
Oh, boy.
A-K-A-F-A-G-A-K-A-K-A is H.
Okay, Jack, come on, get it.
Not bien. Very good, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I should come in and just translate out loud.
No, please don't.
Yeah, can we crash your class?
Totally. You're not going to make it a semester without Roy and I making
an
appearance.
People would be so mad at you. Like,
why?
If I paid to take the class and you two were in it, like, just making a ruckus, I'd be like, stop.
We'd at least entertain them.
Yeah. We're not doing a show in my Italian class, okay?
Come on.
What's this, Japanese? Come on, I thought this was Italian. You're not speaking Italian. Break his chops.